Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kang asked you a question during a commercial break. I said, stop. Let's talk about it on the air. The question was?
Gator, are you going to go to the Red Wing games tomorrow?
Thinking about it. And they're playing Nashville. But it's the biggest bar night of the year, right? That's tomorrow night.
Thanksgiving Eve?
Yeah. Friday night, I'm going to be at 24 Seconds because Bob and 24 Seconds are celebrating their 20th anniversary. Right. So there's going to be some local sports people that'll be there, kind of bartending and just hanging out and talking to people, really, is really kind of what it is, and celebrating 20 years at 24. I don't know about tomorrow night. Maybe I haven't made my mind up. You know, take on what Nashville is tomorrow night.
But what else is tomorrow night, Ken?
Yeah, the real reason I was asking, because the first 7,500, get that new hot new gravy boat.
Oh, the Zamboni gravy boat?
That's right.
Oh,
it looks fantastic. I think there's four. It looks like there might be four different kinds of these Zamboni gravy boats.
And who amongst us can resist? Kenny? Kenny, are you going to go tomorrow night to get your Zamboni gravy boat?
I might end up there, but I don't care about the gravy. I always thought that was a little bit overhyped.
Wait,
that's
hold
just
on,
me.
Hold on. If you get a gravy boat, can I have it if you don't want it?
Sure. You can. If I end up with a gravy boat, it's all yours. You get first dibs.
Really? You don't want the Zamboni gravy boat?
Yes.
You think it's overhyped? I think it sounds like the coolest gravy boat ever made.
I also use gravy so infrequently that I don't think I would really need it.
Yeah, but rank gravy boats. Where does this one rank?
The top of the gravy boat.
Who gives away the number one ranked gravy boat?
That's pretty
good. Kenny Cott. That's
I'm shocked that Kenny, that's his opinion. By the way, you can put anything in you want in this. It doesn't have to be gravy.
You can put lemonade in there. You can
yes.
put ketchup.
Whatever.
You can put ketchup to pour on your hot dogs.
The video, shots of Captain in there.
Yeah, the video of the Red Wings have out has mashed potatoes in one of the boats,
yeah.
and you're pouring gravy with the other boat into it.
I'm watching it.
Salivating.
Right, yeah.
Wow.
Mashed potatoes and gravy.
How much kale could you put in there, Doug?
How much kale? I don't know how big the gravy boat is.
Not that big.
No.
No, but not a lot of kale. My answer is not a lot.
Well, doesn't kale shrink when you cook it?
It does.
Things shrink when it gets colder, but.
Something else.
All right. So we were just talking in the Blitz thingy about the spitting incident with Ja'Marr Chase and Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah.
Last night in the Monday Night Football game, Juwan Jennings got schnutted by Trayvon Merrig of the Carolina Panthers during the game. So after the game, he went up to him and punched him, which I'm sure Lewis Riddick is reading the script right now for the NFL turning point on the rough night for Juwan Jennings. But what is worse? Somebody punching you down there or spitting on you?
I mean, nobody wants either, man. Getting punched in the junk, that to me is like, what on earth are you doing? The spit is like something personal. Like that person really despises you and they spit on you. A punch to the junk is like, that's just kind of spur of the moment.
Yeah.
Like you're upset. You do. And you don't do either.
No, it's an incredibly low blow.
Yeah. There's no pain associated with getting spit on. There's pain associated with getting punched in the junk. However, the intent behind the spit,
dude,
is what leads to big time confrontation.
You know how it's like you're standing with someone and they're just talking and spit flies out of their mouth and lands on you?
Yeah.
I want to throw away the clothes that they landed on. Like, I just find it to be so disgusting. If somebody spit in my face,
yeah,
I don't know that there's anything worse than that. So I would say getting spit on is worse than getting punched down there.
Because that's an intentional spit, mm-hmm. and the intent behind it is it's a big F you.
Oh, yeah.
To you.
It's disgusting, and it is next level disrespectful.
Now, at the same time, I don't know what on earth possesses somebody to punch somebody else in the junk. What's that about?
I don't know. I didn't see any follow-up on that, whether what Merrick had to say, but Juwan Jennings wasn't having it, and he waited till after the game, and I suspect he'll get suspended now. Right, NFL?
Well, it's what you do at the end of the games.
Not, no, maybe not, because he's not chief. He didn't punch a chief. He punched a non-chief, so the rules might be different.
Well, but he's also not a chief.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, yeah.
So they wouldn't be lenient on him because he's not a chief. They'd still might throw the book at him.
Yeah, but if you punch a non-chief, it's not nearly as big a crime as punching a chief.
Given.
Yeah.
But
it's going to be interesting to see the head into that conundrum.
Let's see, suspended though? I mean, it's a punch.
Ryan Branch got suspended.
It's a flat-out punch. He should get suspended. Yeah.
Kang, which one's worse? What Merrick did to Juwan Jennings or what Ja'Marr Chase did to Jalen Ramsey?
Ooh, man. The more disrespectful one is the spitting. Yeah. That's just complete disrespect.
Just disrespect.
But no one wants to get hit down there like that. That's just pain.
Yep.
I'd rather get hit down there.
Would you?
Yeah. I mean, the other one's gross and disrespectful.
Yeah.
I feel like if the officials see it happen, if they know what happened, I kind of feel like after the game, if you're going to handle your business, the officials should turn around and just go ahead, take your shot. You get one shot.
It's like prison rules here.
I mean,
are you talking about around?
In either of those cases, a spitting or a shunting?
Both so bad. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And the fact that the player that's going to retaliate from that is the one that gets potentially suspended. And the other guy doesn't. The other guy just gets a fine. I think that's wrong.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the video of the incident. If they've got video of the guy punching him in the junk,
yep,
then he should be. Why? How about he get suspended? He's ringing the bell.
Mike Tomlin had the greatest response for the Jalen Ramsey, Ja'Marr Chase thing.
What'd he say?
They asked him about it, and he said he has no message. Someone spits in your face, you do what comes natural.
That's
absolutely the perfect response, if you ask me. Yeah, that's
I'm not going to be upset if somebody does it to you.
Yep.
Hey.
It comes natural.
Well,
yeah, but I mean, the guy, if he punched him in the junk, was he watching Dumb and Dumber and reenacting the montage fight scene that he gets into?
I feel like he was Doug. I mean, when you watch it, you feel like he was trying to get away with one. Like, oh, I was trying to block or tackle him. You know what I mean? But
you always was trying to make it look like
a Dominican Sue response.
Yeah, because it wasn't like he just, you know, they didn't like square up and he just hit him there. It was in a bit of a
scrum, and mm-hmm. I was like, just extending right my foot. Power ranking updates.
Oh.
Power ranking updates. Pro Football Talk. The Lions have dropped down to number 9. The consequences of Ben Johnson's departure are starting to surface. Dun, dun, dun.
I'm hating this narrative all season long.
I know.
I just hate this narrative.
Look, Ben Johnson was lost. Got it. Yep. Would rather have him than not have him.
I don't know if it'd look too much different. Here's the thing. Frank Ragnow retired. Mm-hmm. That's the news.
Sports Illustrated has the Lions at number 6, moving up from number 8. I love the line. The Lions were briefly trapped in the Jameis Winston vortex.
That's such a great line.
And Sports Illustrated, I'm sorry, ESPN.com has the Lions holding steady at number 8.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.